Hey everybody, I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and Beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. The last day of March, it's March 31st, doing another daily book of positive quotations by Linda Pacone. Today's topic, it's a big one, everybody. It's a single word, trust. Boy, that small word, what means a lot. Here's the quote from Samuel Johnson. It is better to suffer wrong than to do it, and happier to be sometimes cheated than not to trust. Here's what Linda has to say. We worry about being taken advantage of, so we keep our guard up. We protect ourselves. We're suspicious of people we don't know very well. It's good to be careful. There are people who would cheat us if they could. But being cheated is not the worst thing that can happen to us. Worse would be to let our mistrust make us bitter, cold, and withdrawn. Boy, you know what? I got to say something, everybody. People, well, you don't even have to be a person that has had a trauma background. Everybody has had a person in our lives that has betrayed the trust. I remember a business mentor, I'm going to give him a shout out here, Mark Oakes, who said, we were talking about trust in particular, and he said, it's never someone that you don't know. It's always somebody that you do know, because people that you do know, you let your guard down with, and you share with them your secrets and your dreams. So it's never somebody that you don't know. It's always somebody that you do know. And that's why it hurts so much, is because we put trust in other people, people that we think we can trust. And yeah, there are people who would cheat us if they could and do it over and over again if they could. I can remember also another person that I want to give a shout out to, Dr. David Jameson. We had lunch. This was a few years back. And he said, I want you to get out there again, because if you don't, your heart's going to get hard, and I don't want to see your heart get hard. So for the person out there who's been hurt by somebody who betrayed the trust and you feel like you need to guard your heart. Oh, I want to mention something else too that's coming to me in this conversation. When we guard our heart, we often guard our heart in the front, right? We close the front of our body up energetically. But what we're missing is the backside. See, the heart energy penetrates from the front as well as the back. That's why people can stab us in the back and we have back wounds, because they stab us in the back. So while we might be protecting ourselves in the front, we need to also remember the exposure to the back of the heart. And I'm not saying to close off our heart. When we close off our heart, then what happens is, yes, the hardness of our heart can happen. And that in itself is a sad thing. And it is. That would be the worst thing ever, is to move from being a person of loving trust to bitter, cold, and withdrawn. And I know it is very, very difficult to put ourselves out there and to continue to put ourselves out there. What I would say is, and this is what I've done, is to connect with those wounds and to remember that you're not responsible for someone else's behavior. We are our behaviors. You know, like the quote says, we are what we repeatedly do. And if a person whose behaviors continuously exhibited mistrust and betrayal, that's their behavior. That's their behavior, especially when as an individual. And this is not saying we're victims, okay? Don't even go there. That's, again, that stigma, that's putting stigma and projecting. I'm saying if a person acted out of the goodness of their heart with an individual and the receiving was, you know, cheated on and the betrayal of the trust, then that betrayal goes back to the person who behaved that way. It's very hard. It's very difficult to put ourselves out there again. And I want you to know that there are good people in the world. I've met many good people in the world who have re-showed me that, yes, you know what? There is goodness in the world. And there is goodness in the world. All right. So let's read what the affirmation is today. I am smart about protecting myself, but I want to be open to people and experiences as well. So how I would change this, instead of saying but, this is an and statement. Linda, I don't mean to be rude, honey, but we're going to adjust your we're going to adjust your affirmation. Here it goes again. I am smart about protecting myself, and I want to be open to people and experiences as well. Yes. You want to know what? That's one of the greatest gifts that you can give to yourself is, yes, you're smart in protecting yourself and still open to people and experiences as well. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. What do you think about trust? What are some things that you've done to, yes, protect yourself, not to the extent of closing off, protecting yourself to be careful and still being open to people and experiences? What have you done? Drop us a line at hello@ptsdandbeyond.org or a comment. We appreciate those comments as well as you being here with us every single day. And as always, we're stronger together, we're better together, and take what resonates and go beyond.